Back with Monitor, direct and transcribed from New York's Radio Central. 30 minutes of music and action yet to go. Then, what's next in sight?
Well, Morgan, on tap right now, a short hop over to New York's fashionable East 50s. We now monitor the Embers, a jazz parlor Artie Shaw and George Shearing had at one time both called home. Monitor moves down to the Embers in New York, and the monitor music of Jack Elliott Trio. Is our man about Midtown there, Fred Collins?
Righto, Ben, and here we go with Jack Elliott and the trio from Embers and Lullaby of Birdland. And here, Ben, is Jack Elliott.
We'd like to play for your listening pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, our arrangement of Almost Like Being in Love.
Bit more, will you?
What was that, Ben?
Ask him for a bit more. Just a little.
Just a little bit more if something's got to give, huh?
Thank you. Stand by, Washington.
Are we clear to San Quentin?
Hollywood, are you ready for us?
Denver, stand by. We'll be taking you in 8 minutes.
Hello, Washington.
Monitor, here in New York. Morgan Beatty speaking. Coming in to Monitor's hearing range, a Monitor report from San Quentin Prison just before lights out. Music from Hollywood. Droodles from Roger Price. Stargazing. And now to the United States Weather Bureau in Washington.
This is Bob Ferry from the National Weather Analysis Center. From late reports just received, it appears that thundershower activity, which has been so prevalent over the northeastern quarter of the nation this afternoon and evening, is beginning to let up, although showers are forecast until shortly after midnight from the Eastern Lakes region and Middle Atlantic states into New England. Some of these thundershowers got a bit nasty this afternoon, with gusts reaching to near 50 miles per hour at Wilmington, Delaware, and Lakehurst, New Jersey. The weather disturbance, which has plagued the eastern half of the country over the weekend, is forecast to move northeastward into eastern Canada, resulting in a slow improvement in weather for the eastern states during the next day or so. Light rain and northerly winds kept temperatures in the 50s throughout the Great Lakes area today, not much different than that reported at Fairbanks, Alaska, where the high for the day was 50. In the Great Plains region, it was fair with cool temperatures in the Dakotas, giving way to hot weather in Texas with 103 at Presidio. With low pressure once again in control from the Rockies to the high Sierras, thundershowers were frequent in this area with hail at Phoenix this afternoon and 55-mile-per-hour gusts at Pocatello, Idaho, and Farmington, New Mexico. Not much change in store for the weather in this area during the next 24 hours. More showers, while along the west coast, ocean breezes will keep temperatures on the cool side. Oh, hi, Bill. Do you have something there?
Just something to hold everybody till next weekend, Bob. Midnight in Paris, their time. Temperature 52, partly cloudy. This is Bill McMurray, now back to Monitor in Radio Central, New York.
And Bill and Bob, will you please turn off those showers? They're ruining my garden down in Silver Spring. Back in New York again, but just long enough to spin you out to California, Monitor takes you now to Walter McGraw and San Quentin Prison.
It's recreation hour at San Quentin. We're back in the North Block where we began this whole series of programs this morning. It's almost sundown. The men are milling around. Some of them are practicing on instruments, some are typing, some are playing checkers, some are playing chess. But as for most of them, what are they doing? Well, what are you doing? That's right, listening to Monitor. Gentlemen, can you hear me? If Mr. Nielsen of the rating people is listening, mark down 757 listeners to Monitor at the North Cell Block of San Quentin. With me is Warden Harley Teets. Tell me, Warden, is radio important to these men?
We think it's especially important. It's an escape, it's recreation, it's education. They need it.
This is the easiest escape from San Quentin.
I hope so.
Do they have any favorite programs?
Yes, there are a number of, favorite programs, but probably because so many of our men are from the Los Angeles area, one of the favorite programs is Dragnet. It is known locally as This Is Your Life.
Warden, will you excuse me just one moment? You can hear the reaction to everything we say in the block. The men are listening. If you excuse me one moment, Warden, I'm going over and talk to a man we talked to earlier today. If you'll recall, we talked to a young man who's going to hit the bricks tomorrow. He's going to be out on parole. Tell me, this is your last night at San Quentin. How's it feel?
Pretty nervous and hopeful. Kind of scared.
You say nervous. Nervous about what?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been out there.
How long?
4 years. It'll be all new to me.
You expect a lot of changes?
I hope so.
You hope so. What way? For you?
For me, yes. Better chance out there.
How many terms have you served?
Two.
That's your second. You didn't make it before. What makes you think you'll make it at this time?
Well, now I have a trade as automobile mechanic. I have more confidence in myself.
Why do you think you didn't make it before?
Well, no trade. I had just skipping from job to job. Just more or less couldn't find my place.
Have a family?
Yes, I have a wife and two children.
Are they going to be waiting for you?
Yes, sir.
Think that'll help?
Very much.
Anything you'd like to say?
No, that about covers it all.
Well, on behalf of a lot of people who are listening, wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope that a lot of people listening will understand the problem of the paroled man a little more after today. Thanks a lot, and good luck. Back to Warden Teets. Tell me, Warden, how long have you been in this prison business?
I've been 19 years in prison service.
And if you had just one thing to say to the public, what would it be?
I believe I'd like to say this, Mr. McGraw, that I sincerely believe that we must apply the corrective measures that we do in the California prisons, but I also believe that signs of aggressive and antisocial conduct, which are so much a part of criminal behavior, can and should be detected much earlier, probably in the school systems. If persons were referred early enough for corrective treatment, I am convinced that they could be made into useful citizens rather than into criminals.
In other words, you feel the schools should be doing the job earlier, before the crime happens, that you're trying to do now.
I think that is what we must eventually come to.
Well, as I say, another night is settling down over San Quentin. Another day has been served by the men here. For the men up in Condemned Row, it means that they have one less day to go. We hope that you've had some understanding of prison life. In a few minutes, the lights will be out. And that will be another day at San Quentin. In future monitor reports, we'll show you other types of prisons around the nation. You'll hear what it's like to be in a mental hospital, in a prison camp, in a reform school, just as it happens. On behalf of NBC, I'd like to thank Warden Harley Teets and Director Richard McGee for cooperating in this report. Personally, I'd like to thank Leon Fry, John Craven, and Ed Arno for helping out tremendously. Now, until our next report, on behalf of Peg and myself, good night and thank you. This has been Walter McGraw reporting for Monitor in San Quentin.
Thank you, Walter McGraw, for bringing to Monitor your on-the-spot reports from behind the walls at San Quentin. And now, free men are flying the Atlantic on our TWA plane. It's a far way across at this point. We don't know exactly where, but we're in touch. Come in, Jim Cahill, and tell us where you are and how goes the flight.
This is TWA Flight 860, still flying at 300 miles an hour, 17,000 feet out over the Atlantic, almost 7 hours from New York. We are 1,150 miles from the Irish coast, and 2,150 miles are behind us. It's really a thrill watching the crew members going about their job. Captain Paul Grade is back at the controls, having taken over for release pilot Jerry Boxberger. Behind them are radio operator Henry Cornell and flight engineer Walter Davis. Navigator John Nunley is steering us to Shannon by celestial navigation and pressure patterns. Each of these men is top at his job, and each plays a vital part in this minor miracle, which is a flight to London through the dark night. It's men like these who have made it possible for TWA this year to mark 30 years in air transport. We return you now to Radio Central.
Thank you, Jim Cahill. Two-thirds of the way across the Atlantic on Monitor's flight across the ocean.
Well, Jim Cahill is heading for Ireland. Monitor is heading for home. We're moving into the home stretch. Time to pause for some talk about music, the international language. Here's a song Jim may hear over here. Monitor goes now to Hamburg, Germany, for such an Ach Wunderbar hit played by Die Drei Jewels.
Fährst du manchmal mit der Eisenbahn, begegnet dir vielleicht auch mal der alte Jan, denn es geht ja gar nicht ohne ihn auf der Strecke zwischen Buxtehude und Berlin. Oh, er kennt die Strecke ganz genau, viel besser und viel länger als die eigene Frau, und an jeder Kurve, da hört man ihn, fährt er wieder mal von Buxtehude nach Berlin. Hört mal zu. Zu, jawohl, da kommt er schon. Hu, 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 hu.
sofort beim allerersten Ton, denn so pfeift ja nur der alte Jan, der beste Heizer auf der Bundeseisenbahn. Und am Bahnsteig 7, da grüß ich ihn, fährt er wieder mal von Buxtehude nach Berlin. Eisenbahn. Und am Bahnsteig 7, da grüß ich ihn, fährt er wieder mal von Buxtehude nach Berlin.
Back again at Radio Central after Ox such a ride across Germany aboard the Archison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. This is Monitor, doing things, going places. Take one. Now, in case the baseball teams you follow are in the minors rather than the majors, this roundup of scores is dedicated to you. Most of these are second games of doubleheaders. Pacific Coast League, San Francisco 6, Oakland 2, Seattle 3, San Diego 2, Hollywood 5, Los Angeles 4, Southern Association, Memphis 3, Mobile 2, New Orleans 8, Little Rock 6, Texas League, Beaumont 5, Oklahoma City 4, International League, Havana 4, Richmond 3, Syracuse 8, Montreal 7, Buffalo 2, Columbus 1, Rochester 8, Toronto 0.
Monitor, now in its eighth hour, and much still to come. Music from Hollywood, but right now, the man who made droodle a household term, Roger Price, who has some sound advice.
You know, today we're living in an age of tension and confusion. I am, anyway. And I think everybody is, because people all over are looking for answers and they're not finding them. And they're rebelling. This problem is caused by people keeping their eye on the ball. Now, you take my second cousin, Clara. 5 years ago, Clara was as shy and modest a girl as you could hope to see, but she got disillusioned and she began to defy conventions. Remember the last time I saw Clara, she was wearing a shockingly daring dress. The hemline of the dress was over 19 inches from the floor. This may not sound so daring unless you know that Clara was only 24 inches tall. Now, Clara's problem was caused by the fact that she always kept her eye on the ball. So we must all learn to keep our eye off the ball. Make that a rule. Now, I've worked out some little devices here that'll assist you in keeping your eye off the ball and making your mind a complete blank. They're what I call sound droodles. For instance, here's one now. See if you can figure out what it is. Ready? Mm. 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 Now, that, of course, if you haven't figured it out already, was a horse doing the mambo. Isn't that cute? Pretty obvious, too, wasn't it? But now, let's get into a little more complicated one. Your mind a blank? Good. Okay. Now, that one's called A Nearsighted Bee Who Sat Down on a Balloon. Sort of sad, isn't it? Takes quite a few before the mind becomes a complete blank. Now, try to figure this one out. It's pretty tricky. That one's called An Elephant Cracking His Knuckles. Now, here's one that involves human beings, which should make it a little easier to figure out. And this particular one, I'll play the part of the human being, okay? Ouch, 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 ouch. That's called a nudist walking through a briar patch. Sort of makes you stop and think, doesn't it? Now, here's another sound droodle involving a famous figure in show business. Are all our minds blank? Are we keeping our eye off the ball?
Good. Here's the sound droodle. That one is called Fred Astaire Tap Dancing in the Bathtub. There's no reason at all why Fred shouldn't tap dance in the bathtub. That's her Lotto's practice of singing. But so much for sound droodles for now. If you want to send me in any, I'll give you $5 for any one I use. But in the meantime, remember, keep your eye off the ball. Good luck.
Roger Price. Thank you. From the slightly out-of-this-world Mr. Price to the utterly out-of-this-world music of Les Brown. The most famous music hall in the world is London's Palladium, and Hollywood's Palladium is probably this country's most famous dance place. To the Palladium in Hollywood and the monitor music of Les Brown.
There you have it, Ben.
Ben Grauer. There you have the music of Les Brown. Famous theme song Leapfrog again brings us to the Dining and Dancing Center of the West, the Hollywood Palladium, on Sunset Boulevard in fabulous Hollywood, Cinematown, USA. Right now, I happen to be on the stage, or just off the stage, rather, and Les is up on stage directing his very fine orchestra. So I can't get to him to talk to him, but we certainly do want to describe our scene here tonight.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Ben.
Can you hear me?
You bet I can. How are you, boy?
If you can't get to talk to Les for a minute, talk to me for 10 seconds, will you?
I'd
for old
very
time's
happy
sake.
To.
Remember
you
when
bet.
We started the old announcer's room at 7-Eleven 25 years ago?
You're so right, Ben.
That was in the days of radio.
Yes, sir. And it still is the day of radio.
Right. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present the music of Les Brown and his famous orchestra, his band of renown, as a matter of fact. And the tune they're going to play for you is I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
In Kansas City, it's 59 degrees and cloudy. Los Angeles, 64 and fair. New York, 69, rain. Boston, 64, cloudy. Washington, 73, partly cloudy. Cleveland, 61, showers.
Have a little Hollywood music, Ben.
Fine. How about a touch more?
Okay. Here's a little bit of theme again, just to punctuate the fact that this is the music of Les Brown, this famous orchestra, playing for our audience on monitor from coast to coast from the Hollywood Palladium in Hollywood, California. And Ben, I can remember those days that you were just talking about, too. Some great bands have been on NBC through the years and still are.
You're not thinking of Coon Saunders, are you?
What's that?
Coon Sanders?
Yes, sir, Coon Sanders. I was really thinking of B.A. Rolfe at the Palladium.
Boy, you boys go back, don't you?
You remember those too, don't you?
Indeed I do. That's when we didn't use mics, just opened the windows. Thanks. Gonna have to say so long, Jimmy, and to Les Brown and his band of renown in Hollywood. Music broadcast through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, president. In Detroit, negotiations to avert a General Motors strike continue. For an on-the-spot report, it's monitor to WWJ Detroit and Carl Cederberg.
There are only 4 minutes to go before the GM strike deadline. In the East, it is only 4 minutes before the midnight hour. We have learned from union sources that a strike in the East seems possible. However, we understand that not many plants in the East have midnight shifts, so an agreement announced during the night can still avert a general strike. To give you some idea of how hard company and union negotiators are working, UAW President Walter Reuther has had only 2 hours sleep in the last 29 hours. GM's Labor Relations Director Louis Seaton has had but 1 hour sleep in that 29-hour period. We have learned the company and union are in agreement on the principle of unemployment pay, but a final contract awaits the settling of a few local area plant problems, and the negotiators are working against time to settle those problems. This is Carl Cederberg, now back to monitor in Radio Central, New York.
So you opened 711 Fifth Avenue 25 years ago, Ben, huh? You know, I learned a lot from monitor today.
Well, you know, Walter, it's like a newspaper at your door all day long.
I will never replace the newspaper, though.
Are you sure?
Yep. Can't swat flies with the radio.
The clock keeps on moving, drawing closer now to the midnight hour here at Radio Central in New York. For the past 8 hours, this has been the premiere of Monitor, your ear to the world and all of its happenings. We have... Obviously, that was one final sound our engineer had left over. I don't know what it is or where in the past 8 hours you were supposed to have heard it, but we wouldn't want you to think that we had held anything back. Here at Radio Central, we've done our best to monitor the world for you as you comb the sand and salt out of your hair on a Carolina beach, as you made your way back into Chicago, bumper to bumper down to old Highway 12, or as you've rocketed your way by crack train from Tulsa to Kansas City for that important Monday morning appointment.
Wherever you've spent this lovely spring weekend, Monitor, direct and transcribed, has been your Sunday companion this June 12, 1955. We hope that you'll be with us next weekend when Monitor will be your companion for a full 40 hours, doing things and going places. Next weekend, we monitor the world by taking you to San Francisco for the National Open Golf Tournament, to Fort Bragg, North Carolina for the thrills of a mass parachute jump, to the birthplace of the United Nations, for the UN's 10th birthday party. We take you around the world for a look-in on June weddings around the world. There'll be these features and dozens more next weekend for 40 hours, starting on Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And now, this is Ben Grauer,
Walter Carradine,
Morgan Beatty,
and Miss Monitor.
All of us saying good night.
Good night.
This is Monitor, NBC's new radio service.